Did Brita tell you the picture I sent her yesterday from the...
No, I did not.
I couldn't help it. I got pretzel chips and hummus.
For a snack. Where did you get that?
Every one of the airport kiosks in Bozeman.
Oh, Jay.
Where? What airport?
Bozeman.
Oh.
Montana. Yes, sir.
And you were in Texas, too, for a few minutes.
Yes, and I was in Texas for 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Well, yes, I hate United. They can die in a fire.
Yeah, if you're going to be in Texas, DFW Airport's not the worst place you could be.
Yeah. Of course, what was awesome is an hour before I had 3.5 hours in Dallas. An hour.
Are we recording right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. An hour before my flight was supposed to leave, I get a little notification. Oh, yeah, your gate has changed. Now, you've been to Dallas-Fort Worth, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah, I used to live there.
My gate was A37. They changed it to C39.
Oh, you got to ride the train.
No, I walked.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I got my steps in.
Oh,
I bet you did.
Yeah, I was like, dum dee dum dee dum.
Yeah, you did.
I played time, but
you went from A to C.
Yeah,
that's a hike.
Yeah, it was. It put some miles on.
At least it's on the same side of the airport.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have to actually leave. I thought I had to get the signs could be a little bit more clear. Like, voice my disapproval right now, because I should have taken a picture of it. Because in one place there's a sign that says gates C blah 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 through 39 left, and immediately in the same spot gates blah 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 through C39 straight.
Yeah.
What is it? A donut?
Yes.
It's a round airport.
It is, actually. it's an, what do they call it? An oblate spheroid? No, it's an oval, actually. You can get there from either way. It's just that one way shorter than the other.
Yeah, I probably went the long way because that's how life is.
You might have. But yeah.
I like airports. Yeah. They're like this weird space that is outside of all other space. I mean, it's like almost kind of because like everyone is coming and going. And it's like, it's not like a, I don't know. It's very kind of, it'd make a great for like a sci-fi story, an airport. Oh, yeah. Because it's like this, it's like the, what's that Heinlein story, the window or the door to summer?
Door into summer.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like this not fixed place. It's like a gateway to other places.
There was a movie back in the 2000s something. The Terminal.
Yeah.
Some guy is stranded. I don't remember who was in it, but was it Tom Hanks? I think it was.
May have been, yeah.
Anyway, the guy's in an airplane and his country like has a revolution or something, and suddenly it's a different country, and when he lands his passport's no longer valid.
Yeah.
And he's stuck in this bizarre bureaucratic hell, which means he can't leave the airport because he can't get a visa because he's not a citizen of a country that exists anymore.
Yeah.
So he basically lives at the airport.
Yeah, that was a good movie. But I like airports for that reason, because it's like this weird in-between place. And you see a lot of people in their in-betweens. Like, they're going somewhere, coming from somewhere. And it's like this non-place place. And I can't explain it any better than that. But that's kind of the sense I get of airports.
I like to watch the people waiting for other people. Like you see people like
the guy with the signs.
Well, no, not the guy with the signs, but just like you know, people that are like family or friends or somebody that are waiting for somebody to arrive and get off the plane. It's, you know,
yeah, it's kind of sad, you know, the post 9/11 world where you can't go all the turn, you know, to the gate.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I remember remember you used to be able to do that. You could go sit, watch them come off the plane and be like, yay.
You could like walk. Yeah, I distinctly remember dropping a buddy off at Logan when I was like 17. It like walking all the way into the gate.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't actually get on the plane. And that was because you didn't pay for it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was always very exciting. Like, we'd go pick up my grandmother from Ireland. She'd come and visit us every so often, and we'd go and wait for her, and it was always kind of a weird time of day because international flight, and, you know, we'd be like looking for her, you know, down the what is it, the ramp thing. Kind of cool. Those days are over. You have to wait in the blood luggage pickup area.
Yeah. Very limited. It's now
the cell phone lot.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Anywho, yeah.
We're having a thunderstorm right now. So if I drop off suddenly, we have lost power.
We might, because, well, it's Virginia in the summertime. Although it's getting a little bit past. You know what's funny is that if I lost power right now, I'd have about an hour and a half. My modem's on a UPS. I'm talking to you on my iPad.
Yep.
And I've even got my Chromebook up and running for ancillary research duties.
Who's your cable provider?
Comcast.
Oh yeah, you'll go down. Comcast is notorious for not doing good backups on their stuff.
They're actually pretty good here because Verizon Fios is like breathing down their necks. So they have actual
competition. Oh yeah. Where I am when the power goes out, the internet goes out too. And it's not, I got a generator now, runs my house, and I had UPSs before. So my internet stays up. My Wi-Fi stays up, but the internet goes down because Comcast sucks. And everything, you know, myself, my phone tries to go out and do stuff on the internet. And it's like, nope. So I have to, turn off Wi-Fi and then connect to a cell tower.
First world problems. It's, terrible.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Brita, because I had what could possibly be the most first world problem ever today. I'm right home from work. I don't know if you saw my post. It's the most surreal thing in the world. I'm driving along. Ever since I lost weight, I'm always cold. So I love this. I don't do air conditioning in my car in the summertime.
Wow.
I open my roof and it was 96 degrees. And I'm like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, yeah, it gets a little warm when traffic stops, when we're not moving very quickly. But, I'm warm. It's great. And all of a sudden, my iPhone just pops up. Your iPhone has to shut down because it is too hot. I'm like, you spoiled little bitch. I'm like, you pampered little millennial. I had to shut my damn windows. I had to shut my windows and turn on my air conditioning because my phone was too hot.
Was it sitting in the sun? Oh, my gosh.
It was on the dashboard.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And I was running Waze, not because I didn't know where I was, but because I keep it for the traffic updates.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
You know, because it's like there was a bumper thumper because people are idiots.
Right.
And it's one of those, is it clearing up or should I cut off one of the back roads?
Yeah.
And the back roads are. So it's like, I don't want to cut off on the back roads unless I absolutely have to. Like if it says, if you stay in the main road, it's going to be an hour and 38 minutes. But the back road's only 25. Then I'll take the back road.
Yeah, if I'm going further than the grocery store down the street, I turn on Waze. especially in Houston, because you never know when somebody's going to be a dumbass and turn their car upside down.
Yeah, usually it's someone who's not they're looking at their phone and they rear end someone, and then they compound the dumbassery by sitting in the middle of a goddamn highway rather than thinking, I've broken a taillight. Maybe we can just pull over to the side and continue this.
Yeah.
No, we're going to get out. And not only are we going to leave our cars in the middle of the highway, we're going to stand in another lane. So we're blocking two entire lanes out of four.
Right. And then we're going to call 911 and say we've had an accident. So the fire department shows up and blocks the whole damn highway.
Yeah,
so Alan, you talked about having cars upside down. And I know from experience how common that is in Houston.
Is there a problem with gravity?
I suspect there may be. But just last night we had a car upside down in the intersection, like right at the end of my block. And
you don't live in an area where anyone should be going fast enough to roll their car.
Exactly. That was the thing. I mean, the main street out at the end of my block is like 25 miles an hour. And somebody jumped the curb and hit a little concrete post and flipped their car. I mean, it was probably like, you know, the physics of it was just perfect. Like she hit it just perfect enough to flip the car. You know what I mean?
She had to be going faster than 25 miles.
I'm sure she was going faster than 25. Everybody does.
I'm not sure you can jump a curb at 25 miles.
Well, everybody goes faster than 25 out there, and that intersection is just ridiculous because people just run the light all the time. But yeah, she jumped the curb, hit the little concrete post and flipped her car and upside down.
Amazing.
Like right at the end of my street. Yeah.
I almost got killed by a kid who did that.
I remember that.
But they think she was texting and driving. People, do not text and drive. I know you think you're good at texting. I know you think you're good at driving. You cannot do both at once.
And frankly, you're not good at either.
And frankly, nothing you have to say is that important. Mm-hmm. Really.
You're not that important.
Also, they have these cool things. It's like, you know, text to speech and, you know, stuff.
And
like
also,
that.
Just make a damn phone call. I mean, if it's like you need to talk to somebody, make a phone call.
Or listen to some music. Or a nice podcast.
Or just be alone in your own head, which is what I sometimes like to do.
Yeah, my head's a scary place. I don't like to be
God
alone
forbid.
There.
Also, I'd like to admit, I have two pet peeves I wanted to bring up today.
It's the airing of the grievances.
Yes. Two pet peeves. Number one.
Wait a minute.
What?
It's
Festivus in July.
That was just where I was going, Jay. It's Festivus in July.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
That's all right.
Okay.
Proceed.
Two pet peeves for the day. You know, I'll probably have more tomorrow. But number one, people used to make cell phones. You know, they have their cell phones. They used to make actual telephone calls, talking to other people, actual verbal conversation. People used to do that on their cell phones. Then they have moved to text. Okay, great. I like to text people. You know, I'm fond of it. I do it more than I do actual verbal conversation. But now this new thing, and it makes me crazy, is that people, instead of texting and instead of having an actual just regular telephone conversation, they feel the need to FaceTime in public. So you have not only one person being loud on their phone, but you have the other person on the other end of the FaceTime being loud. Because, of course, you know, the sound has to be turned up to, like, 11. FaceTiming in public. People just...
Good Lord, no.
I saw somebody doing that in Walmart just the other day when I was there. I thought I was hearing somebody have a conversation like in the next aisle over, and I turned the corner and there's just one person there and they're holding their phone up in front of their face, like looking at somebody else, and they're talking. I don't know what they were talking about. But anyway,
it
was bizarre.
It is bizarre. Also, okay, Jay, I don't know how you feel about this. I don't know if you guys have these things in your neighborhoods, but everywhere now, it started kind of like a couple houses on my street kind of had these signs in their yard. But now it has, like, I see it in other neighborhoods and like all the way down a street, and like people get these signs and they put them on their tree lawns. If you don't know what a tree lawn is, look it up. I'm not going to explain it again. They put these signs on their tree lawns along the road, and it says, "Drive like your kids live here."
Oh, I hate those.
We know.
And I hate those signs so much.
I haven't seen that sign, but I've seen the ones that are like, you know, slow. We love our children. Slow down.
Yes. It's the same concept. But around here, it's always, "Drive like your kids live here." See, bitch, I don't have kids. And if I did, I'd teach them not to run out in the fucking street. Like, I'm not responsible for your shitty parenting for not teaching your kids not to run out in the street.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. You know, even if you're going 25 miles an hour, even if you're doing the speed limit and a kid runs out in front of you, you're not stopping.
Well, not in time anyway.
Right. You're going to hit that kid. So it's there's literally nothing you can do, you know.
Teach your children to not run out into the street.
Yep.
Again, it's like people teach your kids, don't drink bleach, don't touch the stove, don't do this, don't do that. Don't play with guns, don't run out into the street. These things can kill you. You know, like, but suddenly the responsibility is mine.
Else.
Right? I'm supposed to keep all the other children safe by, no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Like, what are you supposed to do? You know, even if, like Alan said, even if you're going 20,
right.
Even if you're rolling at 15, if that kid runs out in front of you, you can't do anything.
Right.
It's kind of like it's the same mentality as the baby on board.
Yep.
Yes.
Placards were so big in the 80s.
Yeah.
When you think about it, the baby on board placard is really back off or the kid gets it.
Right. Oh my God.
I mean, am I wrong?
No,
you're right. It. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, oh, normally you could tailgate me, or, you know, normally you could rear end me, but there's a baby in the car. Don't hit me.
Like, that makes a difference.
They're like holding the kid hostage.
Well, it goes back to that whole sign thing. You know, it's like the no gun sign. What good does a sign do? A sign does nothing.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then today there's this one street we drive down almost every single day. And at the end of the street, at the intersection, there's a stop sign. Recently, they have added a sign under the sign, under the stop sign. And the sign under the stop sign, I should get a picture of it. It's so ridiculous. It shows like an old-timey policeman with another picture of a stop sign. And it says, stop means stop. Like, they have a stop sign and then another sign under the stop sign that says, stop means stop.
Oh, whoa, really? Hold on.
Wait a minute.
I'm definitely going to stop this time.
This sounds like the famous Clinton, that depends on what the definition of is, right?
It is so bizarre.
We're gonna have multiple reiterations of what the definition of stop is.
Right, and then, you know, the gun-free zone signs that people have, like, people pay attention to that. Oh, I'm going to rob this convenience store, but they have the gun-free zone sign. I can't go in there with my gun and rob them. That doesn't work.
One of my favorites, I don't know if y'all have those up there, but down here they have the Texas alcohol. They call it TABC, Texas Alcohol Beverage
Commission. We do not have Texas alcohol.
I know. Mm-mm. But they have these signs up all every place that sells liquor has these signs up that say something like, you know, it's a felony to carry the unlicensed, what is it? The unlicensed possession of firearms on these premises is a felony subject to blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, so it's illegal to rob a store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously liquor stores are famous robbery targets because, you know, they have cash and they have liquor.
Right.
And
it's like a twofer.
Yeah.
And sometimes jerky.
Yeah. So they made it illegal to carry a gun there. Well, okay. Some guys, you know, it's the old thing. You know, some guys decided to go rob a store, and he's contemplated the thought that he might have to kill somebody. Is the sign going to stop him?
Right.
He's going in. He's got a gun. He's going to shoot somebody if they don't give him his money.
Oh, wait, whoa, there's a sign. Whoa, yeah. Geez, glad I saw that. Ooh, that could have been awkward.
You know, and then the argument is always, well, it's, you know, it's another crime they can charge him with. I mean, so what? I mean,
sorry,
that's a whole nother.
Oh, God. I did grand jury service this summer.
Oh, boy.
Did
you indict a ham sandwich?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, but you know, we can't talk about specifics, so I won't talk about specifics. But one thing I noted, you know, being a civil rights activist, the sheer number of felons, violent or not, felons in possession of firearms, where felon in possession of a firearm was not one of the charges.
Really?
It was just infuriating. It's infuriating. Oh, well, they just dropped it. Like, why?
Wow.
They keep wanting, oh, we need laws. Why? You're just going to freaking throw them out.
That seems like one of the ones that's a slam dunk, right? I mean,
right.
You would think. You would think.
Okay, so you can't prove, you know, the honor student did whatever he did, but you caught him red-handed. You got it on video with him having a gun. You know, that's worth a felon in possession. That's worth a year at least, right? I mean, or more.
It's supposed to be
10 years. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? Something like that. I don't know. I'm surprised they dropped that. Of course, you know, the whole point of gun laws is not criminals. It's everybody else.
Up to 10 years imprisonment.
Yeah.
At federal level. Justice.gov. It's, you know.
I wonder how many of those are because it was your grand jury. Was it a federal grand jury or was it a state?
No, the state grand jury.
Okay. Maybe because it's a federal law and they didn't want to bother with it at the state level. I don't know.
You know, it floors me. Yeah. It floors me. And
you kind of wonder, what's the point? Why do we have this law if you're not going to bother to enforce it or do anything with it?
It is so minor, it is plea bargained away for something else.
Well, maybe that's why it exists.
You have it to dissuade people from doing that, not from, oh, here's another bargaining chip you can use. Yeah, no, I don't.
The thing is that laws don't dissuade people.
I want their choice to be between breaking big rocks from small rocks with a hammer versus breaking big rocks from small rocks with a sledgehammer.
Well, I mean,
work with the state will give you a bigger hammer.
But somebody, you know, somebody that's not going to steal or not going to rob a store or something like that, it's not going to rob the store no matter what the law is. And somebody that is going to rob a store is going to rob the store no matter what the law is.
So then you put them away for as long as you can.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, you know, it's, I don't, well, I mean, this, we didn't want to turn this into the legal brief show, but, and of course, none of us are lawyers. So, you know, at what point does the legal system create its own problems? You know, they talk about prison overcrowding. They got laws on the books they don't bother to enforce because reasons. How about we just stick to the bad shit? You know, make everything else. I mean, if you want to give somebody a parking ticket or a, there's whatever it is they're doing that's not, you know, one of the serious crimes. Make it like a civil case. Give them a fine. Do whatever, and leave the, you know, leave. Expend your time and effort because, you know, one of the, all right, here we go with another prime example is the high speed chase. We've bitched about that before, the high speed chase, where inevitably, you know, somebody else, they do more damage a lot of times during the high speed chase than the guy did to cause the high speed chase.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People die.
Yep.
Because some guy's running from a traffic ticket or, you know, whatever reason. And the cops, they do this high speed chase. Like they're going to get that one guy. Let's ignore the other, you know, 10,000 other criminals that are running around free everywhere. But we're going to do a chase and we're going to get that one because it matters somehow.
I don't understand it either personally.
I mean, if he's, you know, if somebody's going around shooting people and they're actively, you know, if they're actively gunning people down or they're actively committing a crime. Sure,
but if it's just like some dude gets pulled over and he's got a warrant out for like, oh, he was dealing marijuana or some sort of, you know, come on. Like, and he's going to run. People run for the dumbest things. Like, you know, I've seen like on those cop shows, people will run for the dumbest thing.
Right.
And it's like, if you just...
You have their license. You know,
well, not just that they have their license, but if they had just like gotten arrested and dealt with the thing, it would have been over and done. But now you have this whole like fleeing the police and blah blah blah, and it's people are really dumb, and it's not worth it for the police to do these high speed chases through, you know.
Well, plus they have the license plate of the car.
Yeah, and
helicopters. That's the thing that gets me.
Right. Yeah. Exactly, Jay. They have helicopters. And they're going to have drones.
The hard part, though, is that, I mean, you see it. They're damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they don't do a high-speed chase and the guy runs and plows into a bus full of nuns and orphans at 180 miles an hour and everyone explodes in a fiery ball, it's going to be, why didn't the cops stop them? Mm-hmm. I thought the cops were supposed to stop them. I can see both sides on this one.
Yeah.
You know, especially, or alternately, the guy who's running from him is running because he just, you know, shot up a bus full of nuns and orphans and doesn't want to get caught. And
right.
They could have caught him right then. And, you know, it's tough.
It is tough.
And I kind of like, as much as I hate to admit it, stuff like OnStar, where they just, push a button. Boom. And the car stops.
Your car doesn't work anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think that, you know, well, I mean, we've already pretty much given them carte blanche to do that shit anyway. So you'd think they'd just start building it in.
Oh, I'm sure they're working on it.
We're good little subjects of the crown, if it pleases the crown.
Please, sir, may I drive to the grocery store today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So now that we've not talked about any topic we planned on.
A bunch of awesome topics.
Wow. Rant. Speaking of rants, let's talk about straws. Because, you know, the world will end if we don't ban straws from Starbucks.
The first place I saw an anti-straw thing was like one of those in-app ads on a friggin' iPhone game.
What?
I'm not kidding. It was like one of the little videos that pops up. You know what I mean? I got a bunch of games on my phone. Some of them my kids downloaded. Some of them I download because, you know, it's neat to turn your brain off when you're sitting in an airport terminal for 4 hours. But and it popped up, this little video. And I was like, they're going on about straws. And I'm like, is this like a big joke? Is this like a Tonight Show promo or Saturday Night Live promo or... No, they're dead fucking serious. Straws produce this plastic waste, blah, blah. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Straws? That's what you're going after? Straws?
Yeah. Well, I heard the first thing about straws because some of the old ladies in my mom's old lady group started talking about, like, because they saw it on the news and, oh, straws are bad and, oh, we got to get rid of straws and stop using straws and there's not going to be straws in restaurants anymore. And I was like, what is happening? You know, and it just kind of almost it almost came out of the blue. Like, yeah. I was like, what is everybody talking about straws? And I looked it up and I was like, where did this come from? This straws thing. And apparently, this straw thing, the straw ban, was based on a survey a 9-year-old did. 9-year-old did for like probably like a science project or like science fair or whatever. He was 9 years old. This was back in 2011. He did like a phone survey with straw manufacturers asking about like you know, how many straws they make and how many straws get wasted and blah, 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 and plastic and blah, blah, blah. But he was 9 years old and he did this phone survey probably for like a science fair or whatever. And it got picked up by the National Restaurant Association. And but the fact is that these statistics that everybody has picked up from this 9 year old science fair project cannot be corroborated. Like, you know, as far as like straw waste and 500 million straws a day and oh my gosh. And, you know, 500 million straws a day. That's the figure everybody's like stuck on. Oh my God, 500 million straws a day. And no one can confirm that number. Because it's like one of those circular reference things.
Right.
Because the kid did this survey and he got this 500 million straws a day number. But you go to look it up where, you know, you go to the straw manufacturers and you try to find, and they're referencing this kid. So it's like this circular reference thing. There's not an outside source confirming these numbers. So.
Yeah, because there isn't any.
There isn't any.
It hurts.
Yes.
They made it up. It's complete bullshit.
Right.
What? They wouldn't do that.
You know, I saw this straw ban, and at first I was like, you know, I mean, I didn't know where the numbers came from or anything like that. And I thought, well, that seems oddly specific of all the.
Yes.
Of all the crap and trash and bullshit that we create in a daily place. Why the sudden emphasis on straws? And I thought, well, you know, maybe it's like the plastic six pack ring, you know, like it gets stuck on animals or something. Maybe, you know, maybe straws are like getting eaten by something and it's killing them. No, nothing like that. It's just weird thing. It's like this new, you know, it's some weird environmental religious thing now. And they're like, oh, we need to ban straws because it adds to the landfill is about the only reason anybody can come up with.
And along, waterways and oceans.
Along with everything else.
Right.
So, and then you read the article. I love this article. They looked at the trash in the oceans and they discovered that almost none of it comes from the U.S.
You mean like the two biggest contributors to global warming are also not in the U.S.
Right.
Right.
Boy.
They did the research and they looked at the, you know, they looked at the trash and they looked, you know, I mean, it's pretty clear where something came from. 95% of the plastic trash recovered in the oceans comes from Asia and Africa.
Huh.
That leaves a whole whopping 5% divided between Europe, North America, South America, and Australia. And like Brazil is like the third worst offender. So, so you know, banning.
Damn you, Brazil!
You know, it's like. You know, the back in the Middle Ages, the religious people, they used to harm themselves, right? They'd wear the hair shirt, or they'd flagellate themselves, yeah. Or they'd mutilate themselves, or they'd crawl around on their knees, or they'd do something to hurt themselves for some, you know, bizarre religious reason. And this is exactly what that is. This is harming yourself for religious virtue.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. That's exactly what it is.
Because the replacement for a straw doesn't help.
Not only does the replacement not help, but Starbucks has gotten rid of their straws. And in doing so, they have created these new lids, and they're kind of like, they almost look like sippy cup lids. They have like a little hole you can sip out of, whatever. But this these lids that they've created use more plastic.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll leave aside the whole image of grown adults drinking from sippy cups.
Well, they're drinking Starbucks, so.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's not Dunkin' Donuts, it's shite.
But, you know, it's...
And Alan, you brought up the fact that, you know, in an effort for this environmentalism, people are harming themselves. Not necessarily, but they are harming other people. Because sure. disabled people need drinking straws.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes the life of a lot of disabled people so much easier and so and longer in a way, because I read an article and somebody said, you know, somebody brought up the fact of, oh, well, what do disabled people do before straws? What do they do to drink before straws? Well, they aspirated liquid that they were trying to drink and then they got pneumonia and then they died.
Right.
Which, you know, may be the end goal for liberals. We don't know. Just to get rid of all the disabled people so we don't have to pay for them with our social health care.
Well, that's always the first step.
But, you know, it's like nobody even took that into consideration. Like, hey, maybe some people actually need straws. The elderly, disabled, you know, they need straws. And so they've created this situation where disabled people have to go and ask specifically for a straw. Can I please have a straw? Or they are told to bring their own straw.
They have to get like a disabled tag for their car so they can have a straw.
I don't know. But like imagine some other minority group. Let's say black people, right? Oh, you're a black person. You should probably bring your own chair to the restaurant so you can sit down.
Yep.
You know. So this bullshit idea of these straws that was like 500 million straws a day used by Americans, you know, a nine-year-old boy's research has caused this whole drinking straw thing. It is so bizarre to me.
You couldn't make this up in a
minute. You couldn't make it up. No.
If George Orwell had included that in 1984, people would have been like, nope, too unbelievable.
Yeah, no way.
There is no way on God's green earth people are going to lose their shit over a fucking straw. Mm-hmm. But yet, and yet, then again, straws go into Cokes. You like that segue?
That was great, Jay.
Very good, Jay.
And as we all know from watching the breathless reporting at CNN, Donald Trump ordered a Coke.
Yes.
Now, I did see, apparently, there's some relation to, they claim it has something to do with, that was his code word for paying his mistress. However, okay.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I heard it. He was ordering a Coke.
He's like, yeah.
He said, hey, bring me a Coke. Diet Coke.
Yes, apparently that was. Coke. Caught on tape. Get me a Coke, please.
Please. I think that's nice that he said please.
The thing is, if you Google Donald Trump orders Coke, there are 9 million results.
Oh, God. How many results for... What did I post today? Because it was like kind of monumental. Oh, Obama knowingly funded designated Al Qaeda affiliate.
Yeah.
How many results crickets. For that?
Crickets.
Yeah.
Okay. 9 million results for Donald Trump orders Coke. Let's see. Obama funded
Al Qaeda.
Al Qaeda. It doesn't even autofill.
Oh.
Okay.
That means you have to figure out how to spell Al Qaeda, Jay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Qaeda.
Actually, I spelled it right. Okay. There are 6 million results. So
okay.
there are a fair amount, but
how many are actual like legitimate news sources? That's my question. Do we have legitimate news sources anymore?
No.
Yeah. If CNN is like their big story is, oh my God, Donald Trump ordered a diet.
Donald Trump orders a Coke. I saw that and I was like, this has got to be like the Onion or, I mean, I really honestly and truly feel bad for the poor bastards at the Onion because they're watching stuff like this. Trump caught on tape. Give me a Coke, please. From CNN. And they're like, fuck it. I give up. We can't make this shit up.
It has become like, you look at headlines, you're like, is this fake or is this satire or is this real news?
Well, that's the first thing you do when you see something like that. You look at the URL and you go, well, where's this coming from?
Right.
And then you see it's CNN and you go, well, fuck. It's all right, just give up. It's
Oh yeah, it's the train time.
Train? What?
You don't hear the train?
I don't hear the train. Mm-hmm. It must be Skype's noise canceling capabilities.
It might be. We have lots of trains here in downtown Willoughby.
Yeah. Funny,
we have.
Yeah. Speaking of headline news, my favorite was the ISIS claiming credit for the gunman in Toronto. At the exact same time, all the Toronto police and the newspapers are all going, we're completely mystified by what this was. We're sure it's not. We are absolutely sure it wasn't a terrorist incident, and we have no idea why he did what he did. Meanwhile, ISIS is over here going, yeah, we did that. It was totally terrorism. We did it.
Well, they claim a lot of stuff that is kind of loosely connected to them. They're like, ISIS claims, you know, terrorist stuff if, like, the person committing the terrorist thing, if they looked at an ISIS website once in their life.
Well,
you know.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that if ISIS claims that it's terrorism, it's probably terrorism.
Well,
I got news for you, Toronto police. When the terrorists think it's terrorism, it's probably terrorism.
There's at least a plausible link.
You know.
And doesn't Canada have like pretty strict gun laws?
Yeah.
Again, he did not see the no gun sign.
I'm sure there wasn't one. He was going down the street. So
apparently he also missed the don't shoot people at random sign.
Well, you know, Justin Trudeau, president of Canada, did say that returning ISIS fighters could be a powerful voice for Canada.
Returning
them. He was welcoming them in.
Ah, there you go.
Welcoming them to Canada?
Yes, returning ISIS fighters. They have engaged in and turned away from hateful ideology and violence. And they're returning to Canada. And they can be an extraordinarily powerful voice for those preventing radicalization.
Oh, okie doke.
Yes. I think we need a second wall between us and Canada. Just saying.
You know what? Let them go. You know, if they want to go to Canada, let them.
No, yeah. I mean, like, we need to stop them coming here.
Oh.
I like Alan's idea. We can have a direct funnel, like we're straight up to the middle of the U.S., sending the terrorists into Canada.
Like, we can like those game tunnels that go on like under roads and stuff. You know,
we could just push them on through.
We could just build a giant tunnel from the south border wall to the north border wall, and just let them go through. We'll even have like water fountains and shit along the way. You know,
little rest stops.
Yeah.
Food, yeah.
I'm not against that. You know, the Red Cross can set up little aid stations, and you know, it'll be great.
We will happily fund them all the way through till they get to Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, I have no. I will donate money to that cause.
We will help. We wouldn't even need a wall. Then we just make the tunnel.
Well, that's all you'd gotta. You gotta have the walls of the funnel, right? You gotta have you gotta have something to force them into the tunnel.
Well, Trudeau has pledged taxpayer funds
which
to de-radicalize the terrorists coming into Canada.
Yeah, that's gonna work.
And you know, good luck with that.
Oh, you know, well, never mind. It's pointless. I enjoyed a bit of Facebook news today. Did y'all see?
No, what?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Yeah.
Facebook made another record today.
Oh boy.
Greatest loss of stock value in history.
That's crazy. What happened?
They suck. What? they had a quarterly conference call after the stock market closed yesterday, and they announced that their user growth is stagnant, their engagement's dropping, people aren't spending as much time on the site. They gave a really poor forecast. It was really awful. And their stock, like overnight, just, it dropped like almost 20%. It went down almost $120 billion.
Wowee.
In one day.
Dang. It's more than the GDP of Venezuela.
$119 billion.
That's crazy.
The next largest one, the one that used to have the record, was Intel in 2000 at the .com burst, when the .com bubble burst. Microsoft, Intel was 90 billion, and Microsoft was 80 billion during that. And that was the record for, well, 18 years.
Basically a generation.
I guess, you know, it's that whole bigger they are, the harder they fall thing, you know? and their forecast was pretty bad. You know, their users are stagnating. They can't attract a younger audience. You know, I said years ago that eventually Facebook's going to wind up with a bunch of dead people. The accounts are all going to be dead people because.
Not mine.
Well, yeah, I know, but there are already a lot of accounts. I have I have like five.
Me too. I have a bunch of dead friends on Facebook
that are dead, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse until the only thing they have is dead people.
Because we're so old.
Well, I mean, they're not attracting the new.
Just download Frida.
Just.
They're not. The kids aren't doing it.
No.
And well, once kids decide something's not cool, you're not going to win that battle. You know, it's like the whole, you know, it's like, how many years did they try to convince kids that smoking wasn't cool? Oh, yeah, right? That's not cool. Don't do that. Guess what? You know, whatever the grown-ups are telling the kids, they're going to do the opposite. You can't win that battle.
Kids aren't smoking anymore. They're doing those e-cigarette things. Yeah,
they're vaping, which is a lot better. I mean, if you get to pick, I'd pick vaping. So
it's called juuling.
Juuling, that's the word. Yeah, yeah. Juuling.
Yes. Apparently, that's a specific brand of electronic cigarette delivery. Blah.
Right, and it's blah, very blah. Easy to hide or something.
And so. And you look positively ridiculous doing it. I'm like, you know, look, I used to smoke, and I know it's stupid, but I never had this gigantic fucking trombone sticking out of my face. What are you doing? What is that?
Yeah,
it looks like a bong, only like way less useful. Or so I've heard.
So you've heard, yes.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, you know what? I'm sticking by my theory about social media, is that when social media first started happening, everybody's really excited. They're like, oh, I can make all these connections and network with people and find new friends and talk to my friends and blah, 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 blah. But like, as time went on, we all kind of realized, you know what? I don't really like anybody. except for like my five friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people still have a lot of Facebook friends, but really, are they your friends? Because you fight with them a lot on Facebook. I see that a lot of people are like, oh, I've got this liberal friend and you know, and people, our generation treat Facebook a lot like the forums, you know, And people are like arguing each other. And I'm like, okay, why don't you just unfriend that person and, you know, simplify your life in a way. But yeah, I think on some level, some people like that sort of thing. But I think people have backed off from social media mostly because we're not feeling that social.
Well, the Facebook numbers prove it.
Yeah.
I think too, it doesn't help that it's gotten creepy.
Yes, it has gotten creepy.
No, I mean, if you're logged into Facebook and you do a search for replacement air conditioners on your home computer.
Mm-hmm.
If you log into Facebook at work, boom, it'll pop up, go to Google, and there'll be an ad for home, air conditioner, whatever the hell
it is. Yes.
And it's like, well, wait a minute, hold on. I never
How
looked.
Do they know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what's even
Actually,
worse?
There's been a thing like you've been thinking about a thing, but you haven't actually done an actual search for it, but you've just been kind of like thinking about it, maybe talking about it. You haven't actually gone and done an actual search for it, and mysteriously it'll appear on your Facebook ad thing.
I wonder if that's the target pregnancy thing.
It might be. It might be. Mike has been doing this thing where he's like, I think your phone is listening to you, and I think that's how you're getting these ads. I'm like, no, not possible. It's so he's doing this thing where he's like, what was he talking about? Australia vacations, which is not a thing we're going to do. We're not going to Australia. We have not planned. I do not want to go to Australia. You know, I'm sure it's lovely, but I don't want to go there.
Really? One of the few places I would actually like to go.
No, if I could get in a teleporter and go, but being on a plane to go, no. So he's been like talking like with my phone in the room about Australia vacations and shrimp on the Barbie and kangaroos and koalas and how, you know, whatever. But I still have not gotten any ad. I will now probably.
You
Skype.
I don't think it listens to you audioly, but they did discover that
audioly.
Yeah, they did discover that a lot of apps record stuff you do.
Okay.
Not like listening to you. Now if it's like Alexa, if you had an Alexa or something like that, you'd absolutely see an ad.
Yeah. Because
Alexa's listening.
Alexa, are you listening?
Alexa is Amazon, right?
Yes.
Oh, so Mike has the Kindle Fire. It might be his thing. Yeah. Oh, Alan, have Siri tell us a joke.
Oh.
Before we go.
Okay. Hey, Siri, tell me a joke.
What do you call a talking dinosaur? Thesaurus.
No. That's bad.
Okay.
Hey, Siri,
all right,
tell me a joke.
One day, I forgot how to throw a boomerang. Then it came back to me.
Ah!
See, Siri's delivery is wrong. This is why jokes don't work on... Because her delivery sucks.
Does Alexa tell jokes, Jay?
Yes, she does. Alexa, tell me a dad joke.
How many dads does it take to change a light bulb? One to fetch the ladder, one to go back to the hardware store to get the right bulb, another to look up and say, yep, and the rest to just stand around debating charcoal versus gas.
That was way more involved than I thought it
was. That was very involved.
See,
wow.
I gotta say, Alexa's delivery is better than Siri's on the
is.
Jokes.
Yeah.
We have battling AIs.
Yeah. I wonder if you could get them to like talk to each other.
Don't even.
I can't let you do that, Alan.
Yeah. That'd be fun. I'm sure somebody's done already.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. Yikes. Well, I'm gonna take this opportunity. We've got a few minutes left. I want to take this opportunity to once again invite all of our listeners. If you're on Facebook, the failing social media platform, if you're on Facebook, please look up the Squirrel Report secret group. It's not the page of the show. It's the actual. We have like a secret group. It's the SQRPT group, and it is a super active, super fun group, and everybody who participates and hangs out with us on that page is great, and I really enjoy it. And I kind of use that group on Facebook as kind of like my safe space.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I have friends and stuff from work that I'm friends with on Facebook, and you know, I don't want to be posting like my political stuff all over their timelines all the time. So I use the Squirrel Report group page kind of as my safe space, and I post links there, and we have discussions about stuff. And it's a great group. So thanks to everybody who participates. I really enjoy you, and thanks for hanging out with us. And thanks for, you know, kind of getting my sense of humor. But before we go, this is like, I don't know if it's Burger Week or Burger Month. Jay, I don't think you answered on the Squirrel Report group page, but what are your number one toppings?
I'm sorry.
A hamburger. And don't even tell me you don't eat hamburgers, because if you don't, just make something up, because they'll just piss me off.
No. You better
eat hamburgers.
I could not believe that was even a question. Hold on. The obvious answer is bacon, but maybe it's because, well, that's a given. It's like saying it's going to be on a roll.
Right.
So you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh, baby.
Oh, God, please favorite. Don't put hummus on your burger.
No.
Salsa. Oh, okay. All right.
Salsa. I like spicy salsa instead of ketchup.
Oh, I think that's brilliant, actually.
Is that because you don't have a sense of smell?
It's because I like spicy foods and I don't like calories. Well, and salsa has way more calories, but it also tastes really good.
That is genius.
I was going to ask you about, because you don't have a sense of smell, and a lot of taste is
smell based. That's,
so maybe you have to go to the more extreme. You know what it is? Oh, I just figured it out. Holy shit. Jay's a zombie.
Like an eye zombie.
Yes. I always loved that. You know, that.
So bacon and salsa on a burger?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I want to try that, because that sounds great.
It is pretty darn good. So, no, I used to love, you know, the people saying that, oh, you have no sense of smell? Oh, you can't taste then. I'm like, would I be morbidly obese if I couldn't taste food? Nothing but rice cakes and celery and be skinny. So, how do you know what you're tasting is what you're tasting? I'm like, well, blindfold me and put a filet mignon and a piece of chicken. I'll tell you the difference. Oh, that's just the texture.
No, it's probably something like being a little bit colorblind. No. You know, it's like you experience things differently, but it's not like, doesn't mean it doesn't exist for you.
It's like, how do you know what you taste is the same as what I taste? And I'm like, well, some people like lobster, some people don't. So obviously none of us taste the same anyway.
Right.
I, of course, am a little tender.
My cat says I taste pretty good.
Yeah. They're tenderizing you all the
time. Yeah, they are.
Just like, how can you say, you know, some people are like, oh, I love, you know, macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's a bad example. Everyone loves mac and cheese, but liver, I can't stand it.
Ugh. Right.
Not just because I know what the organ does for its function. I'm like, no, I'm not going to like eat my car's air filter either.
Jay's starting to Cylon. We're getting rage, Jay.
Okay. But there are people out there that enjoy eating liver. Out there that enjoy nailing their hands to boards too, but I'm not one of them. But we all taste things a little bit differently. That's why some of us like hot salsa. Some of us like it always floored me. How do you know what you taste is? Well, I don't. How do you know what you taste is the same as the guy next to you tastes?
I think a good example of this is cilantro.
Oh, that's a perfect one.
Because I love cilantro. And my mother, who apparently has the gene that makes her adverse to cilantro, when she eats cilantro, it tastes like soap to her. She says even the smallest bit of cilantro in her food will make it taste like somebody poured dish soap on her food.
Which, then you go, so how often do you eat dish soap, Mom?
Well, you know, you've tasted soap before, you know, in your life, I'm sure. But it's the same thing, but two people taste it completely differently. I'm so glad I didn't get that gene. No offense, Mom, but I love cilantro. But, Alan, what was your answer for the burgers? I want to know.
Bacon and cheese.
Bacon and cheese. And I'm kind of all over the place with burgers. I kind of like my burgers to be kind of like contrasting. Like, I like a little bit of crunch on my burger. I like a little bit of tart on my burger. So I like lettuce and tomato and some pickle. I like blue cheese on a burger a lot. Blue cheese is like my go-to for, if I have my choice of cheeses on a burger, it is blue cheese, because I like the blue cheese plus red meat kind of flavor together.
Did you ever write a burger construction manual?
I did not. Because I have not found my perfect burger. I've always kind of experimented with burgers. I like grilled onions. I like red onions. I like, you know, I'm kind of all over the place. Sandwiches are a little bit more specific.
So you're burger agnostic, except that it has to be meat.
Yes, it does have to be meat.
What about this lab grown meat?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I didn't know. We were on the same page.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, if it's, you know, if it's meat, it's meat.
No. Nope.
I don't care if they grew it in the lab. They're not going to make a steak out of it, but if they're going to grind it up, how are you going to tell the difference?
I will not eat it.
Well, it's grown in a lab, but I think it's grown from plant material.
No, they do it from muscle, from actual.
Yeah. No, they have two different types. They have this new burger out, it's a vegan burger, and they're like, oh my God, it tastes so real, and even like it's juicy, and it even looks like it kind of bleeds a little bit when you bite into it, you know, the red juice.
Nope.
It's because it's got like beets or whatever in it, but no, But the lab grown meat, which is like actual like protein, meat protein, muscle protein that they're growing in a lab, no, I will not eat that.
Isn't that what they made like that really expensive burger out of?
No, I don't know what.
Yeah, they made some really expensive burger out of some lab grown meat that cost like hundreds of thousands of dollars to make, and then they made a burger out of it, and
people were like, "Meh."
Yeah, it's like, it's a burger, which, you know, I mean, that's kind of the goal, right?
It's still probably way more expensive than raising a cow.
Oh yeah.
Well, what's funny is the one report I started reading until the ad hijacked the entire page. Which, by the way, that we all hate that. Nobody likes, we just close your site.
Yep.
So stop.
That's exactly what I do.
But they're going on and on about how much fossil fuels are burned to, you know, do this, you know, to support this industry, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I'm reading this and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck do they think is going to happen to the animals if we all switch over to this organic meat?
Yeah. We're all going to keep cows as pets? Nope. I don't think so.
Or we're just going to massacre them? Like, are you like, is this your proposal? Because they're still going to need to eat.
Well, and I don't think they've thought it through.
We can't release them into the wild. You thought hitting a deer was bad? Try a 1,700 pound steer. Oh, shit. 150 pound deer? Well, yeah, it might spring your bumper. Cow? No, it's like a moose.
I think that whole economics. Anytime I see the statistics, you know, the economics of meat production, they're always highly suspect because they have an agenda.
Well, you know? Foie gras is illegal in California.
Okay.
I want to go to California and eat foie gras through a straw. Just stick it to the man.
Speak truth to power, Jay.
While watering your lawn.
That's right. Why,
exactly. While watering my lawn.
Brilliant. Hey, look. We're out of time.
Yay. I mean, not yay, but, you know. Good show, guys. Yay, I get to hang up.
Yeah. It's leg day.
I'm still trying to get some guests lined up. I got a couple of people on the hook, but they're kind of like, eh. And I think there's a lot of, we see this a lot with people that have never been on anything like this before. They're a little intimidated. They're a little scared.
Yeah.
You know, remember the first time you ever sat down in front of a mic and
I was terrified.
Yeah. Everybody does it. And I guarantee you, if you're on the fence about being a guest on the show, one, I don't care if you're not interesting because none of us are interesting. It's not like we do anything super special. And frankly, if you notice, we don't really talk about what we do that much. So, you know, except for Rita's library stories, we don't really even mention what we do. So that's immaterial. All we're looking for is a different viewpoint and somebody else to talk to that's not us.
Right.
And if you happen to do something that's cool or interesting, then, you know.
Even better.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you're interested, give us a shout. It's really simple. It's easy. We don't abuse our guests. Has there ever been anybody that we were mean to? I can't think of it. I've hung up on a few people in the past. Back when it was a call-in show. Yeah, back when it was a call-in show. Yeah, when it was a call-in show, there was a few people I hung up on. But
they probably deserved it.
They did.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Anyway.
Well, thanks, guys.
We'll be back next week. Okay. And I think it'll be August next week. Yes.
Next show will be August 2nd.
August. July is over.
No kidding. They're already running back to school stuff.
I know.
I saw Halloween candy in the grocery store.
What? It's about time to roll.
I did.
My daughter starts her senior year in like 2 weeks. It's like insane. No.
Yeah. My kids go back the last week in August.
Yeah. They're starting in the middle of August now in her senior year. It's insane.
She's a senior too. Oh man. Yeah. Kids are going to be graduating the same time, man.
I know. That's kind of freaky.
That's kind of scary because I get rid of mine right after he graduates.
Oh, yeah. He's doing the Navy thing.
That's right.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll be back. Bye.
Same squad time, same channel.
Good night, guys.